This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And, well, kind of breaking news-ish. Headline from about 2 hours ago. And, yes, we generally don't break news on this show, nor do we attempt to fix it. See what I did there. What was the old Comedy Central thing? When news breaks, we fix it or something.
I've never heard that, but it sounds like a funny byline, Daryl.
Yeah. So apparently CNBC has the story about one of your favorite people, Chris. And that would be Mr. Elon Musk.
St. Elon. Yeah. Absolutely. Great. Okay.
CNBC has the article, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has been sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission for fraud, according to court documents filed on Thursday.
Basically, that means he said something, right?
It started with him saying something, but it's not just, the sky is blue. It's going to rain tomorrow.
Well, I remember there was a whole bunch of stuff because the SEC, people were complaining because he had said what they felt were false and misleading things. And when you're regulated by the government, when you say things like that and you fall under the purview of the SEC, then those statements can be considered gospel if you happen to be the, CEO or an officer of a major company.
So I decided to pop over to the SEC to read their release, and then we can jump back to the CNBC article. Starts off by basically saying the same thing, that he's being charged with fraud for a series of false, misleading tweets about a potential transaction to take Tesla private. On August 7th, Musk tweeted that to his 22 million Twitter followers, that he could take Tesla private at $420 per share, a substantial premium to its trading price at the time.
Funding secured.
That funding for the transaction had been secured and that the only remaining uncertainty was a vote by the shareholders. The SEC complaint alleges that, in truth, Musk had not even discussed specific terms of a deal with any potential financing partners, and he allegedly knew that the potential transaction was uncertain and subject to numerous contingencies. According to the SEC's complaint, the tweets by Musk caused Tesla's stock price to jump over 6% on August 7th and led to significant market disruption. And then they have some quotes from some bureaucrats there with the SEC. So that's the fraud of, hey guys, I'm going to wind up buying all of your shares at $420, knowing full well that he wasn't going to be able to buy shares at $420.
Was the 420 chosen after he had gone on the Joe Rogan show?
He went on the Joe Rogan show well after August 7th.
Okay, so the 420 amount doesn't have anything to do with him celebrating 420 with Joe Rogan.
Correct.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. I mean, that's the whole thing. And, the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, is just here to protect you.
Right, and this really opens up a much broader discussion. And as you mentioned, he's basically being charged with a crime, or here being sued by the SEC because he said stuff.
He did. He said things, Daryl.
At what point does saying things cross over into fraud that would then give, some government agency jurisdiction to say, you committed fraud?
That's a great question. right now I'm couching this whole argument and this whole question in the terms of our president, who routinely says, I'm sorry, if you like Trump...
He says lots of words.
He says lots of words, and oftentimes those words are...
Some of those are the best words in terms of vocabulary.
Sometimes those words are flat-out lies, and yes. Whether he means them as lies, I don't know. I'm not inside the head of Donald Trump, but he says things that are blatantly false. Does that mean that our president should be sued by our government for making false claims, for stating false... Were there really a million people on the lawn when he gave his inauguration? He swore up and down that there were a million people there.
Right. And I think in this particular case, because this is the Securities and Exchange Commission, they're saying that because the statements had to do with the value of stocks, that by saying, I can buy your stock for, X percent above what it's currently valued at, that gives people false hope, and so then there's speculative trading of, if I buy it here, and then it winds up...
Again, I'm going back to my Trump analogy on everything you just said, every single part that you just said.
And it must really pain you to defend Elon Musk here, which is part of why I wanted to start with this.
Daryl does like to...
And why I'm kind of playing devil's advocate, but at the same time, I honestly don't know, where is that fine line between somebody just saying stuff and blowing smoke and something that is out-and-out fraud?
Right. And if there is out-and-out fraud, we don't need a government agency to dictate and to smack St. Elon on the hands and say you owe us $100 million fine. Because it's going to be some stupid number. Maybe it's maybe it's $1 billion fine. Who knows? What I have a problem with Elon Musk is him taking $5.4 billion that I know of in government handouts. So, when they say you didn't build that, Elon, when they're talking about Tesla, he didn't build that. You, if you've paid your taxes, you helped build that. That's my issue with Elon Musk. My issue with the SEC is we don't need an SEC. Believe it or not, folks, if you go back in time through the history of stock markets and trading, most of the time, guess what? We did not have an SEC. What we had was a judicial system in most countries that would allow someone to bring suit against someone who makes false claims.
Right.
And that's where this should be handled. We don't need however many useless bodies reside within SEC headquarters. We don't need any of them. What you need to do is not protect people like Elon Musk and let people sue the pants off of him.
Right. And, one thing that where I kind of disagree from what I've been told, where I disagree with, say, the Austrian School of Economics, the Austrian school, as I've been told, says that the stock market is completely indicative of the value of a company. But I seem to believe that the stock market is largely speculative about the value of a company.
Of course it is. Of course it is, because you can look at the numbers. The numbers tell one side of it. The other side is the people. And if anybody is invested in any company ever, you're investing in as much in the leadership and the people and the culture and everything else as you are in just the raw numbers.
Right. And I realize that I'm probably dating myself with this reference, but the older listeners will definitely remember the dot-com boom, where everybody was just starting a company, throwing dot-com on the end of it, and then they were getting venture capitalist money out the wazoo, and the stock prices were skyrocketing, but hardly any of them had any product to sell. Hardly any of them had any service to sell.
Sounds sort of like today's blockchain booms. But yeah, I mean, there were all sorts of companies that came up out of nowhere. Pets.com, I mean, that was a famous one.
Yeah.
You go from, like, having Super Bowl ads. Like, what's the dream of a company in marketing? Man, yep. We're going to have ads in the Super Bowl. And then, what, a year and a half later, you're gone.
Yeah.
You've been erased from the annals of history.
Pets.com, now owned by PetSmart.
Yeah, well, somebody bought it. Somebody bought the name is what they did.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, that's all it really did. That's all any of the .com things were. They were names.
Oh,
855-450-FREE. More on St. Elon, patron saint. Give me your money. This is Free Talk Live. Zen Cash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. I have selected a number between 1 and 999 to enter. Send an email with your transparent Zen address to Daryl at freetalklive.com. The subject line must be a number between 1 and 999. The person closest to the number will receive 1.75 Zen. Again, to enter, send an email with your Zen address to Daryl at freetalklive.com. Subject line being a number between 1 and 999.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. The Us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the story here about Elon Musk in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, and when I say years, I mean at least a decade that I am aware of, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. There have been a lot of attempts, but they all seem to go by the wayside. One that seems to be sticking around and growing is Liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. I actually listed an event earlier today. It's super easy to use, and not only is it easy to use, but the listings and the events can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your volunteerist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu, code FTL. Again, Daryl and Chris in the studio tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. Plus, we do have the Discord channels. You can find those over at discord.lrn.fm. So, jumping back into the story here from CNBC, and we just barely touched on this and read a little bit from the press release from the SEC, where SEC has filed suit against Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, and I think a couple other companies, because he wound up tweeting back in August that he wanted to take Tesla private, and he could buy the shares at $420 a share, also claimed that he had secured financing, but the only thing left was a vote by the shareholders. The SEC, however, alleges that Musk knew that he didn't have financing available and apparently knew that the shareholders were not going to agree to this thing, and so therefore they're alleging that he made fraudulent statements. Specifically in regards to something about money.
So all the shareholders are then going to sue Elon Musk for falsely inflating the price. Is that what? No, it's not that. It's the government.
Right.
The government. What? How many shares? Well, this used to be a joke, but I was going to say, how many shares of stock does our government own?
Well, wow.
At one point,
how
they,
much of GM do they own? Government Motors,
exactly.
Chrysler. if you count all of the weapons and whatnot that they buy from Boeing, BAE, and some of the other companies, then you know, like that's essentially being a shareholder.
Yeah, but I mean, it's up to the shareholders. It's up to them whether they have faith in Elon Musk. If they fail to have faith, they can certainly, through proxy, vote him off the board. They can vote him out of the company. Steve Jobs was kicked out of Apple. Steve friggin' Jobs. I mean, that's a guy of Elon Musk proportions by today's adulation. So it's just kind of silly. And like I said, this is not a role of government. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say the government shall, the federal government or Congress shall pass laws to make sure that CEOs don't say things.
Something, interstate commerce.
Right. And that's the whole thing. They keep going back to the interstate commerce clause. They go back to basically all
he
these.
He used the post office that one time, and the Constitution mentions post office, so therefore we've got authority.
It's the government and the Supreme Court having to dredge up these cockamamie reasons why they believe that their actions are constitutional, and they're not constitutional. I got to dirty little secret for you. If you've never read the Constitution, guess what?
It's only like 4 pages long.
It's only like 4 pages long, and you could understand it if you have a high school education.
But it's got a lot of commas.
It does have a lot of commas, Daryl, and there are a few words that you may have to resort to a dictionary.
Like enumeration.
Right. But I'm telling you, the Constitution was not written, and it was written by design as something that people could read and understand. This is not a big mystery, and we just have this as another example of government run amok.
So continuing on with the CNBC article, they say the SEC complaint alleges that Musk issued false and misleading statements and failed to properly notify regulators of material company events. The SEC held a press conference on Thursday regarding the complaint.
Hold on. You got to report when you do things, too.
Apparently, if you're a publicly traded company, there are certain things that you are required to report.
I did not get your e-vite for this announcement. We're suing you for $100 million.
Here's a reason to never be a publicly traded company.
Yeah, well, there's pros and cons. I mean, it's traditionally, it's been the best way to raise a large amount of money if you need to do so.
Oh, there are wonderful things now. WeFunder is one that I'm not sure if you've ever heard of, but there were some rules that wound up being changed not too terribly long ago that makes it easier for small investors. That's people that want to invest less than, like, $20,000.
And frequently, people, you listening to this, likely cannot invest in a lot of great investments because you are not a, quote, qualified investor.
Right. So through this site, I am now a part owner of a Lucha Libre wrestling promotion.
I don't even know where to go with that, Daryl.
Of course not.
It's so Daryl on every possible level.
Yes.
Okay, well, congratulations for you. But now we are seeing ways to get around to that.
Right.
We're looking at ways to do more fractional ownership of stocks and things
like
that.
And this is not wrestling promotion. It is not a publicly traded company, and they've made sure that they said that, you know, the stocks that we are selling, while you're technically a part owner, you don't have any say over day-to-day operations. You don't get to show up to shareholder meetings, blah, da, 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 da. But it's just something, you know, like I threw $200 and I get to say I'm a part owner of this wrestling promotion.
Right. And that's one way. And there's other ways that you can support these things.
Right.
But there is a number of different startups that, you know, are working on, particularly in blockchain technology,
right,
same technology that's behind Bitcoin and Ethereum and things like that, where they are trying to come up with a way to bridge that gap between traditional stock ownership and basically the IPO way of raising money and allow the small investor to take advantage of these deals. And if you don't have $250,000, I think that's the limit for being a qualified investor, $250,000 liquid, then you can't play. People that have that laying around, they can play, but you cannot.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More from CNBC about what the SEC wants to do to Elon Musk. This is Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
Today, Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh testified before a Senate Judiciary Committee after a line of questioning from Senator Dick Durbin. Lindsey Graham asked to be recognized.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend.
The U.S. military announced that the United States used an F-35 fighter jet in combat for the first time, conducting an airstrike in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, did you find out if you're an accredited investor?
No, Daryl. It turns out I did find out, and no, I am not, because I don't have, first of all, I don't have a company that has a net worth of $5 million. So that must mean that a lot of our listeners at home are probably accredited investors, according to the SEC. All you need is $1 million.
Or if your earned income is over $200,000 for the last 2 years.
And has been.
And you reasonably believe that it will be for this year and future years.
Right. So as you're adding up your dollars, your assets to get to $1 million, realize that your primary home cannot be counted as an asset. And it has, they go into all sorts of things that assess your indebtedness and so on and so on. Now, here's how I think is right if you were to look at it from a liberty perspective. I have some money that I am willing to risk, and I understand the risks. Therefore, I'd like to buy X number of stinking shares of stock.
If it's less than a certain amount of money that we just arbitrarily decide,
right.
The only gambling that you can do, sir, is on black or on double zero.
Oh, no, no. You can go buy the state-run gambling, like lotteries.
You can buy some scratch-offs, but right. we recommend the roulette wheel because that has better payouts.
Right. So again,
worse odds, but better payouts.
I get picked on a lot by a lot of libertarians for sometimes picking on the wealthy, and it's not, I'm not picking on the wealthy. What I'm picking on is a oligarchy that has created laws that favor the wealthy. And when we start getting into the idea of an accredited investor, that is so completely anti-free market. It's just insane. Anyone should, if they are comfortable investing their money in anything, they should be able to approach that person and say, I'd like to invest. Yes. You don't need a government babysitter sitting there coming up with rules with arbitrary numbers to say, yes, you can, no, you can't.
Right. And there's more from CNBC about this Elon Musk lawsuit where he is being sued by the SEC. But first to the Discord. You can find that over at discord.lrn.fm. Turd Ferguson is on the line. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, how's it going, gentlemen? Yeah, so I just got finished watching the Brett Kavanaugh testimony, which was quite riveting, if I do say so myself.
Was it?
All right.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Donald Trump, actually, I've already seen his tweet on CNN.com, which says, Judge Kavanaugh showed America exactly why I nominated him. His testimony was powerful, honest, and riveting. Democrats' search and destroy strategy is disgraceful, and this process has been a total sham, an effort to delay, obstruct, and resist. The Senate must vote. It's going to be huge.
It will be huge.
So, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that this guy should be confirmed to the Supreme Court? He absolutely hates the Fourth Amendment. It gets in the way of spying that he loves so much.
He does love his spying.
Well, so thank you for bringing it up, though. Well, to be honest, I don't even think that's the issue. I think the entire Supreme Court should be abolished, so I really don't care. But I think this brings up a much more important point in our society today. The problem with our society right now, and I'm not talking about Brett Kavanaugh specifically. I don't care what happened. It was 35 years ago. It's just we all have to move on from that. But the problem with our society now is that here in the Me Too era, it is every mother's worst nightmare that their son can be accused of rape with no evidence to support it, no physical evidence. And then when it comes down to it, when it's a woman's word against the man's word, who's going to win?
Well, based on statistics, only about 6 out of every 1,000 rapes actually end in conviction. So generally, it's stuff that doesn't actually ever get to trial, sadly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Turd, for the call. But this does kind of bring up a conversation that can be had to where I saw somebody post earlier today on, I forget if it was Facebook or Twitter, where they said, have you noticed that nobody asked why the boys that were molested by priests waited 35 years before coming out? But yet, whenever it's a woman that waits some period of time before coming out, there's all these questions of, well, why didn't she say something sooner?
I wouldn't say that there was never. I've read that in headlines and heard talking heads say that about the Catholic priests and their victims.
Right, but there's never been anybody called into this show saying, well, those boys shouldn't have waited 35 years to say something about that priest.
Yeah, and there you've got just a sort of a.
It definitely seems to be a double standard.
It is. It is. Personally, I don't know that. I think it's going to be really hard to ever find anybody to do anything if your standard is go back 30 years to when they were adolescents and what they did drunk at parties. And I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that bad stuff happens, and it's not just men who do it. Women do it. I mean, there's all kinds of crap, and it's just one of those things. in the end, I don't think it's unfair to have Kavanaugh answer questions about allegations of sexual misconduct. I think it speaks to character. Now I'm right. taking off my voluntarist hat and I'm putting on my limited government hat, and I'm saying, if you're going to do this stuff, then realize that I think people should have, they should know as much about their character as they do about their positions, and I don't think that's unreasonable.
For those watching the webcam on twitch.lrn.fm, you will note that Chris did not actually take off his hat that says live free or die and then put on a different hat.
Yeah, yeah. Same hat.
Mentioning same hat. Removing hats. It's the same exact hat.
There we go.
So back into the CNBC story about Elon Musk. Among other remedies, the SEC is seeking to bar Musk from serving as an officer or director of a publicly traded company if he is found guilty. Stephanie Avakian, co-director of the SEC's Division of Enforcement, said during a press conference on Thursday, a chairman and CEO of a publicly or of a public company has important responsibilities to shareholders. Those responsibilities include the need to be scrupulous and careful about the truth and accuracy of statements made to the investing public. Whether those statements are made in traditional forms, such as a press release or an earnings call, or through less formal means, such as Twitter and other social media. She added, neither celebrity status nor reputation as a technological innovator provide an exemption from the federal securities laws.
Of course they do.
Musk called the allegations unjustified and said he never compromised his integrity. He told CNBC, this is an unjustified action by the SEC that leaves me deeply saddened and disappointed. I've always taken action in the best interest of truth, transparency, and investors. Integrity is the most important value in my life, and the facts will show I never compromise that in any way. Again, they mentioned the tweets from August where he talked about taking the company private, claiming that he had secured funding, but the SEC is alleging that he knew that he did not actually secure the funding. They state 9 specific things here in the complaint that I will skip through. We'll post the link on the social medias, on the Twitter, the Telegram, and the Mastodon. We can continue talking about this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up later, something about Facebook's two-factor authentication. Are they using that to target you with ads? It's
no.
Not to keep you safe? What? This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since 2014, and Chris, I realize you're not the person that has saved the entire $4 million.
No.
On Save It Purse, you've contributed a good bit to it, but it's actually over 200,000 users over the last 4 years have combined to save an average of 15% for over $4 million using Bitcoin, BTC. Nice. And for the last couple of months, SaveItPurse.com has been accepting Bitcoin Cash directly to allow you to fund your account that way as well. You can save between 5 to 33% on things that you were going to buy anyway, or maybe you just want to, get something maybe special for yourself because you can get a 20% discount and you've already saved a bunch of money and you've got a little bit in your account there at Save It Purse. You add items to the cart, you fund the account, you select your discount, and you save. SaveAtPurse.com. That's Save A-T Purse. All one word, SaveAtPurse.com. So we've been talking about Elon Musk and the SEC going after him because of some things he said on Twitter that they're saying wound up violating some laws because apparently there's some kind of reporting that needs to be done about stuff, and you can't just speculate about what stock prices are going to be in a public manner because somehow that manipulates stock prices.
Despite the fact that it infringes upon your freedom of speech, you are free to say things, even if they're false. That is a natural right.
You're using logic here, Chris.
I apologize for that, but I think to all the musketeers out there, they should realize that this is not an SEC. Yeah, I know. I did say musketeers in reference to Elon Musk.
It took me a second to catch that.
Yeah. But this is a freedom of speech issue. You can't say the government agency, a government, and let's trace this back to the Constitution. Let's trace it back to the Bill of Rights. First Amendment. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. Do I have that right? Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Pretty dang close. And that's it. And here we have the SEC created by Congress making a law that says, Elon Musk, you cannot say these things. And more to the point, we are going to fine you for using words. And
right.
That's it. And you've got to stay focused on that. If you want government to be there at every turn to tell you what you can and cannot hear so you can make a decision for yourself, I feel sorry for you.
The SEC says that, again, they've got at least 9 things written in their complaint, but they said that Musk failed to properly notify regulators about his plans to take the company private. So because he planned to do something, but he didn't tell some bureaucrat, that's illegal, apparently. Again, if anything, this is a really good reason to never, you know, have an IPO for your company. More on this later, but first to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So, did y'all know that apparently the FBI has a time machine?
I did not know that the FBI had a time machine. Are you being facetious here, or did they admit this during some kind of press conference that happened tomorrow?
Well, or did it happen the day before tomorrow? The Senate Democrats on the Judiciary Committee kept insisting that only the FBI can get to the bottom of this Kavanaugh thing. And I'm thinking, they can't really do that because you're going to wind up with the same result, he said, she said. And while all of this is going on, I'm racking my brain about my past. And I'm thinking of the sexual encounters I've had with female humans. I think they were all consensual, but what happens if somebody withdraws their consent?
Yeah. Well, there have actually been court cases in various state Supreme Courts that handle exactly what happens if someone withdraws consent during the act. And I'm answering the question that was actually asked.
Okay, go ahead.
And
answer away, Daryl.
I believe it was California said within 5 seconds, you must stop. And I think Maryland gives up to 15 seconds.
And this,
after you are informed that consent has been withdrawn, you have to stop.
What about cases of unconsciousness?
Then the person never consented.
Right.
If someone is unconscious, they cannot consent.
Okay, so I want to put a couple girls on notice over the years. It was a nice way to wake up, but I did not consent.
I would like to put the thought in the head that I really think that they'll go back in time and withdraw consent after the event. And next thing you know, I'm a rapist, and I have no way of proving I'm not. Unless that FBI time machine can come and surveil us.
Right, and we're not going to get that. I mean, we're not going to get any great breakthroughs in prosecution. All we're going to get is more of the modern day soap opera, which we have now. And I, you know, if people can be tried in a court of law, judged by a jury of their peers, and found guilty of committing a crime, then they should, you know, pay for that crime. End of story. But this idea that, you know, when we're not even talking about courts, we're just talking about confirmation hearings, we get just as worked up. And I am on the side that if somebody is going to seek a job of supposedly great trust and, you know, moral turpitude,
right,
then I don't think there's anything wrong with asking them about issues like this. And I know Republicans hate it, but, they're going to do the same thing
with
Democrats.
Well, Republicans only hate it when it's their guy.
When it's happening, right.
For the call.
But that's the whole point. This is what sucks about partisan politics is, this is going to be this right now. I guess, and fortunately, I've been somewhat divorced from all this stuff lately. It's been a big media circus, and the Republicans are all up in arms. But guys, you're going to be the same way when it's a Democrat in there. That's
right.
All there is.
Right, and it's one of those things to where if somebody wound up as a teenager or somebody in their early 20s. Wound up going around committing a bunch of petty shoplifting, I want to know about that. I don't think that person, while certainly people can change, I don't think somebody that racked up a bunch of petty burglary should wind up being a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
And I'm not trying to equate petty burglary to molestation of somebody.
Right. And no offense intended for any petty burglars out there to compare you to government employees.
Right. But the point is, as you said, if somebody is going to try getting this position of such high authority over 300 million people.
Right.
They should be held to a higher standard.
As far as Kavanaugh goes, I have a bigger problem with him coming up with a scheme where two FBI officers, agents, can look at each other and say, we got to serve a warrant. Do you want to write the warrant for me, or should I write it for you?
Right.
Because the last thing we need to do is go before a judge.
Yeah.
That's the kind of crap. Or let's just surveil everybody and charge a guy, surveil a guy for calling a bookstore in Italy about a rare book.
Yeah.
Evidently, that required all the effort of the NSA to go after that. And both of those things are Kavanaugh things, That's what I'm more upset about, if there were anything in this that I'm upset about. It's that we're honestly considering a guy who just does not seem to understand the Constitution, and you're talking about appointing him to the highest court in the land. That's insanity.
Yeah, and I read this quote last night from SCOTUS blog, where it's actually a quote from Kavanaugh that SCOTUS blog reported on, where he says, telephone metadata serves a critically important special need, preventing terrorist attacks on the United States. The critical national security need outweighs the impact on the privacy occasioned by this program. So yeah, he wants to spy on you. He's a horrible, horrible man. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.